Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to tie in to the election reading, which we have just heard, whose theme was Abraham and his faith. There are five major New Testament pericopes or lections that focus on Abraham and his faith. You find them in the 8th chapter of John, the 4th of Romans, the 3rd of Galatians, the 11th of Hebrews, and the 2nd of James. My text for this morning I take from the 4th chapter of Romans. It's the 11th and the 12th verses. And I want to speak to you specifically on the theme, walking in the footsteps of Abraham's faith. Our text reads as follows. And he, Abraham, received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision, to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. There is a period of time which for Christians is often a time of serious trial and agony. It is the interlude between our baptism and our death. We identify this period of time as our Christian walk or our Christian life. And by this we mean that this is our life or our walk in what St. Paul in Galatians 1:4 calls this present evil world. Our Christian walk or our Christian life is an interlude between two events. It is the interlude between our coming to be with Jesus by the grace of God and our going to be with Jesus by the will of God. Our baptism is the death that places us into this interlude. Our death is the baptism that releases us from this interlude. It is to this interlude between our baptism and our death that St. Paul directs our thoughts in that great parenthetical verse, 2 Corinthians 5:7, where he says simply, we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith apprehends the new reality as we walk through the interlude. Sight sees only the old reality as we walk through the interlude. Who exactly are those who walk by faith and not by sight? To speak to this question, we direct our attention to our text for the morning, Romans 4, verses 11 and 12. Because here Paul directs our attention to one man who walk by faith and not by sight. And here Paul speaks to us also of many other men who together with this one man walk by faith, not by sight. Christian, whoever you are, young or old, man or woman, rich or poor, the trail has been blazed for you. You need now only follow the path that has already been marked out. You need only, in the words of our text, walk in the footsteps of the faith of our father Abraham. But is it permissible, or is it correct, to speak of Abraham as our father if we are not Jews, and if we are not those who are circumcised? Well, according to our text, it is quite obviously perfectly correct. In the 11th verse of chapter 4 of Romans, Paul refers to Abraham as father of all them that believe without being circumcised. Furthermore, in the 12th verse of our text, St. Paul refers or applies the term our father Abraham to those who walk in the steps of the in uncircumcision faith of Abraham. That is the faith which Abraham had when even he was yet not circumcised. You see, the epistle to the Romans is for both Jew and Gentile. The gospel which the epistle conveys is the good news to both Jew and Gentile. The righteousness of God which this gospel contains and proclaims is the same righteousness needed by both Jews and Gentiles. And the faith which apprehends the righteousness of God is the same faith for both Jews and Gentiles. And so, in the words of our text, St. Paul reminds us Gentiles and all Jews everywhere that Abraham is indeed the father of the Jews, the father of circumcision, the circumcision father. But, and this is one of those grand Pauline prepositions we dare not overlook, Abraham is the father of those Jews who are not circumcised only, but to those Jews who also walk in the footsteps of the faith of Abraham. You see, there's a vast difference between being a circumcised only Jew and being a Jew who is circumcised and who also walks in the footsteps of Abraham's faith. And that difference is the distance between hell and heaven. The circumcised only Jew, the unbelieving Jew, when confronted with the Christ of Scripture, sought to kill him and put him out of their lives. But those who were circumcised and who also walked in the faith of Abraham, they, like Abraham, rejoiced to see the day of Jesus Christ. And like Abraham, they saw it. And like Abraham and like Simeon of old, they were glad. But what about those of us who are not circumcised, who are not Jews? What message does our text have for us? Our text has for us exactly the same message it has for them. The historical sequence of the book of Genesis is appropriated by St. Paul to establish the authentic theological sequence of the gospel in the book of Romans. First, the word of God that calls to Abraham. Then the faith of Abraham in that word of God, followed by the righteousness imputed by God to Abraham by means of his faith in that word. And last of all, the institution of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of Abram's faith in God's word. Paul's point, my dear friends, is simply this. Just as law-keeping by you and me can add nothing to our justification, because Jesus Christ provides all the righteousness, all the obedience, all the merits that God counts and God needs to count for you and for me, in order that we might be right with him. Even so, being circumcised adds nothing to the righteousness, appropriating, and apprehending function of faith. What justifies the circumcised Jew is exactly what justifies the uncircumcised Gentile, walking in the steps of the faith of the yet uncircumcised Abraham. It is this faith, and this faith alone, that obtains for you and for me, for Jew and for Gentile, the saving benefit of the all-sufficient righteousness procured for us by Jesus Christ, our all-sufficient Savior. Paul knows but one God. This is the God of the Jews and the Gentiles. Romans 3:29. Paul knows but one effect of righteousness, the righteousness provided by this one God through the obedience of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for both Jew and Gentile. Romans 3:30, Paul knows of only one instrument, only one means of partaking of the saving benefits of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and that one means is identical. For Jew and for Gentile, and that means is the means described in the words of our text by the phrase, those who walk in the footsteps of the faith of the yet uncircumcised Father Abraham. What does it mean to walk in the footsteps of Abraham's faith? It means to get in line, to stand in a row behind Abraham, to line up behind Abraham and to follow him. It means to hear the gospel promise, and like Abraham, to believe the promise you heard. It means to long for the promised Savior, and like Abraham, to find in him all the righteousness you'll ever need. It means to walk by faith in the promised Savior, and day by day, and step by step, to make your way through this present interlude as a pilgrim and a stranger, leaving behind the city of man, and like Abraham, setting your sights on the city of God. Are you a member of that great family whose father is Abraham? Are you with him, an heir of the same promise? The mark of family identification is found not in your flesh, it's found in your step. The peculiarity and idiosyncrasy of this family points not to a cut in your body, but to your cut as you walk through this world. By faith, Abraham, may his walk set the direction for your walk. May his steps mark out the trail for your feet. May his faith in the promised gospel be your faith in the gospel promise. And then may all glory be to God on high as day by day and step by step you make your way through the labyrinth of this present interlude by walking in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, by walking in faith, not by sight. Amen.